Too cold for Mal. Polar vortex brings sub-zero temperatures to Midwest. USPS suspends service. A deadly Arctic deep freeze has enveloped the Midwest, forcing widespread closure of schools and offices and prompting the U.S. Postal Service to take the rare step of suspending mail delivery to a wide swath of the region because of the cold. Many normal activities have shut down and residents huddled inside as the National Weather Service forecasts plunging temperatures from one of the coldest air masses in years. The bitter cold is the result of a split in polar vortex that allowed temperatures to plunge much further south than normal. Officials throughout the region were focused on protecting vulnerable people from the cold, including the homeless, seniors, and those living in substandard housing. Some buses were turned into mobile warming shelters to encourage the homeless to come off the streets in Chicago, where the forecast for Wednesday night called for temperatures as low as minus 21 degrees, with wind chills to minus 40. Major Chicago attractions, including the Lincoln Park Zoo, Art Institute, and Field Museum, weren't opening Wednesday. Governors in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan declared emergencies as the worst of the cold threatened on Wednesday. These conditions are actually a public health risk and you need to treat it appropriately, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel said Tuesday. They are life-threatening conditions and temperatures. A wind chill of minus 25 can freeze skin within 15 minutes, according to the National Weather Service. In Michigan, homeless shelters in Lansing were becoming overloaded, Mayor Andy Shore said. They also were filling up in Detroit, where the weather forecast for Wednesday is overnight lows of around minus 12, with wind chills dropping to minus 35. The U.S. Postal Service said it would suspend mail delivery on Wednesday in parts of all of the several Midwest states, including North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois. Chicago was turning 5 buses into makeshift warming centers moving around the city, some with nurses on board, to encourage the homeless to come in from the cold. We're bringing the warming shelters to them so they can stay near all of their stuff and still keep warm, said Christina Villarreal, spokeswoman for the city's Department of Family and Support Services. Shelters, churches, and city departments in Detroit work together to help get vulnerable people out of the cold, offering the message to those who refused help that you're going to freeze or lose a limb, said Tara Defoe, a senior advisor to Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. Hundreds of public schools and several large universities from North Dakota to Pennsylvania canceled classes Tuesday or plan to do so Wednesday. The cold weather was even affecting beer deliveries, with a pair of Western Wisconsin distributors saying they would delay or suspend shipments for fear that beer would freeze in their trucks. But it wasn't stopping one of America's most formidable endurance tests. However, the 3-day Arrowhead 135 was going on as scheduled in northeastern Minnesota. Competitors can cover the race route by bicycle, cross-country skis, or just running.